Hello, my name is Lynn Thompson, Poet Laureate for the City of Los Angeles, and I'm happy to welcome listeners to this installment of Poems on Air, a podcast supported by the Los Angeles Public Library. Every week, I'll present the work of poets I admire, poets who you should know, and poets who have made a substantial and inimitable contribution to the art and craft of poetry. Continuing my presentation of season-appropriate poems, I turn to a poem by Danusha Lemaris. Lemaris, the daughter of a Dutch father and a Caribbean mother, is the Poet Laureate Emeritus of Santa Cruz County, California, and is currently on the faculty of Pacific University's Low Residency MFA program. Her collections of poetry include The Moons of August and Bonfire Opera, and her work has been included in numerous literary journals and anthologies. In 2020, Lemaris received the Lucille Clifton Legacy Award. Today's poem is Rites of Winter by Danusha Lemaris. Rites of Winter. We'd been feasting on the famous foods of winter: squash, potatoes, a steamed pot of dark greens. And after, we danced in Glenn's living room above Crystal Creek, barefoot on the Persian rug, eating chocolate cake and almost knocking over the candles. So when the frogs in the pond out front began to sing, a bass note followed by a high-pitched exclamation, we slid out the door and past the tall clusters of bamboo, over the wooden bridge, moving to the frenzied rhythm of the frogs, who, it seemed, grew louder and more intent the more we rocked into their cacophony. So it was frogs and moonlight and dancing under the bare bones of the trees, the creek suddenly swollen after 6 years of drought, and Glenn, 1 year older and nearing, though he didn't know it yet, the end of his greatest love. And we were calling out to the frogs, who called back to us as we stumbled nearly into the bracken water and leapt into the pondside boulders, hands in the air, a light mist falling on our arms, our upturned faces. And I couldn't decide. Was the world enamored with itself, all this riotous back and forth? Or had we only invoked alarm, amphibian for get back, get back? I don't know. But how happy we were for that hour, to believe we were one marvelous body in our smooth and slippery skin, even if the frogs did not want us, even if our joint fates are written already in the tainted water, in the dark and opulent mud. The Los Angeles Poet Laureate was created as a joint program between the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and the Los Angeles Public Library, and this podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.